Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
All right. I am just actually driving home from the beach. I've just got in my car. Hand is in hands free. Mic has already clipped on before I hit go, so this is all legal. So I've been thinking about this situation today where a really dear friend of mine, who I've known for a gazillion years, she, maybe not quite that long, but she has been in business for as long as I have, about 15 years. And she had found herself in this place where she was looking for someone maybe to help her out with social media. You know, she has no problem with content creation. She just felt she needed someone to help, like, distribute it or something. And so I had said to her, well, let's have a chat about this, you know, like, and basically what I was asking her was like, well, what is it that you actually want here, right? And it raised a really interesting thing, right? Because, like, I've spent enough time in business to know that there's almost like a conditioning that happens as a business owner, the same way we're conditioned as children, right? And when you have been in this space, in the business space for long enough, and you've done courses and you've worked with, you know, different mentors or coaches, you know, there are, and you know, just business in general, there's like fundamental rules to business. And there's the way that we should be doing business. And then there's the reality of being a human, right? And so often what can happen is we find ourselves questioning if we're getting it right and we're doing it right, because it's not necessarily, I don't know, it's like, well, I need to like change this for some reason, but we're not really even clear on why we need to change it and or how we need to change it, but really why? Like why get someone to manage your social media? And when I chatted to my friend about this, I was like, well, what is it that you actually want here? What isn't working about the current setup? Because from where I see it, you have no problem with creating content and you've got no problem with getting it out there. So why do you need to complicate things with some kind of schedule around this? You know, like, why do you need to complicate this whole thing with having, like why are you overcomplicating it? What, so you're going to create all this stuff and then you're going to ship it off to someone and then you're going to explain what all the stuff was about and then you're going to, and then you're going to get that person to distribute that. Why wouldn't you just make it and distribute it yourself like you already are? Like, what needs to change? Why does it need to change? What is it that you want, you know? And so I feel like this is often, like, a lot of us find ourselves in this position where it's like, okay, well, now we're at this stage. I need to get a VA. What for? Like, what is the purpose of that? What do you actually want here? Are you wanting to, and if you're wanting to scale, why are you wanting to scale? Why, what isn't working about this this phase that you're at? Like, why do you need to take it to the next level? I don't think we ask ourselves enough of these questions. Like, you know, we just kind of like take it as like, okay, so I need to have, this is what I need to do because I'm in business. You know, I need to have this assistant and I need to have these systems in place and I need to have, well, if things are working, then just keep doing what you're doing. Play on your strengths and find someone to help you, but in those areas where you're not that strong, right? And I feel like, yeah, I just feel like in business there's just so much conditioning, and I often find myself getting off track and looking for stuff outside of me or playing by the rules. Only those rules aren't made for me and my specific circumstances. And when, like, for example, right, like if I get really clear on what I want to do in my life, it's this, right? Like I want to speak, I want to podcast, I want to share my story, I want to share my feelings with the world, I want to share my thoughts with the world, and I want to connect with people on a really deep level. I want to work one-on-one with people. I want to produce podcasts, but in my own way, without having to do all the gross, like, you know, I don't really want to, not that it's gross, but I don't want to have like a plan that I follow. It just doesn't really feel that good for me. But sometimes I find myself wondering if I need to change things. And then I remind myself that it's working. And I've had success in the past and it hasn't felt very successful because it wasn't my version of success, it was somebody else's, right? And I find so many business owners get to a place in their business, you know, it's like the goalpost is just over there and they're like, once I get to that place, then, you know, it's like that Spanish fisherman story that Kate Toon told in one of my episodes way back in the back catalog, you know, about like the Spanish fisherman who's there and he's fishing, duh. And then the American man comes up, you know, and says, oh, you know, you could get a second boat and then you could get a factory and then you could like be making a lot of money instead of just like going out and fishing and feeding your family. You could be building something for your future. And the fisherman was like, and then what? And then you can, you know, build a second factory and then what? And then, you know, you work really hard for a few years and then what? And then eventually you end up retiring and sitting on the beach fishing. Well, why wouldn't I just do that? Right? And I feel like this point in time, this moment that we have with what's happening in the world with Corona, is this opportunity for us to reset, to really go, you know, none of this fucking shit matters. None of these goals that I've been working so hard towards actually matter to me as an individual. And what does matter to you? You know, because like, and what do you want to create that matters to you? Because here's the thing, right? I find so many people in business are just, by the way, I'm driving around the neighborhood because I don't want to finish this just yet. So, and I'm actually enjoying the peace and quiet. So many people aren't running a profitable business. They're not making enough money to feed themselves, you know, like they're reinvesting any money that they have back into coaches and mentors and courses and blah, 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 blah. And they're not actually paying themselves. And they're not, you know, and they've got these dreams of like six and seven figures and all this fucking bullshit that is just another, it's just another sales pitch you've been sold, right? When actually when you get like, so you're spinning your wheels trying to make all this shit happen and actually it's not even in fucking alignment for you. It's not actually what you want and that's why your wheels are fucking spinning. So what if you took the pot off the boil and figured out what the fuck you're cooking before you stick it back on and bring everything up to boiling point, right? So yeah, a bit ranty today. Didn't know I had that in me. But essentially what I'm saying is like, I want to do some work around this because I feel like it's such an important thing and this is such an important point in time where we get to make some changes that suit us and we get to create this new life that's our way, not by the rules, not by the things we're being conditioned to believe, right? Because I have a successful business and I'm not playing by the rules, you know? I'm operating from trust. Sounds wanky, but it's true. I'm operating from a place of trust and I'm allowing opportunities to come to me. I'm not forcing shit. And this is because I'm getting myself into a place where I'm really clear on what I want from life and I'm really clear what's in integrity for me and I'm really willing to wait for the thing. So yeah, I'm not sure what that's going to look like. I'm not sure what I'm going to bring to the world. I've got some inklings of things that are boiling up inside me, and I'm feeling called back to the business space and the coaching space for in business, right? Like I kind of took a detour after Lisa and I closed our Keeping Good Company mastermind, and I've taken a couple of years off the business coaching stuff. I mean, I still do it privately with some clients, but haven't, you know, it's not something that I've focused my attention on. But I'm feeling like I need to come back, because I just feel like there's so much fucking bullshit going on out there. And you guys need to know that, like, you can have what you want. You've just got to know what it is. And you've got to give yourself permission to fucking have it. On your terms. Right? In ways that feel really good for you. We don't have to show up on social media every fucking day. We don't have to do things that feel out to us. We can have something that feels really, really good and nourishing and works with our in our life that we've created. You know, we can, I don't know if we can have it all, but we can have a successful business that's done on our own terms. You know, without the formulas and without the fluff, just like what feels fucking good for you. And can you allow yourself to have that? That was intense. Anyway, I'm going to hit the road, Jack. And I'm just going to pull up into my driveway. I'll catch you next week. Until then, peace out.
Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram @carlosofies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.